cool shade of a banana tree on a rugged trail toward the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace. A gospel singer with pox on her face, and a vamp who came to help her keep the peace. Was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd the chimpanzee. Whoa, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. Whoa, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. He first met me in a bar in Peru. His heart was jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage. An old Dutch zoo it was. Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. And then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found me and Millie on a lover's trek. He picked up the bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and feet hit the deck. Trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Millie until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Oh, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Millie until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Pretty mean, and though she was as thin as a small string bean, she slammed him in the face with a nectarine. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertip. Millie said, Floyd, I'll make you lose your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed, and as the shark circled in and began to feed, Millie knew her weasel was finally free. Flirting with death, so have a cup of coffee and catch your breath.